Hi, this is Dan Steele with your WASA Legislative Report for Tuesday, February 6th. Today marks the halfway point of the 60-day 2024 legislative session. Last Wednesday was the House of Origin Policy Committee cutoff, with the House of Origin Fiscal Committee cutoff arriving yesterday. Legislators now move to the respective House and Senate chambers for lengthy floor sessions and intermittent caucus meetings behind closed doors to debrief upcoming votes, discuss strategy, and review pending amendments. The House of Origin bill cutoff arrives on Tuesday, February 13th. Following that cutoff deadline, legislators will return to legislative committees to hear and act on opposite House bills. As legislative committees continue, budget talks will peak with the release of the Economic and Revenue Forecast Council's first quarterly revenue forecast update on February 14th. Budget writers who are well into drafting budgets will use this information to tweak and finalize proposals, and we will likely see a House and/or Senate operating budget early the following week. We are hearing, however, that the Senate plans on releasing its proposed capital budget next week. Regardless of when budgets arrive, we will provide full details in our legislative newsletter this week in Olympia. While we wait for budgets, let's get back to bill action, as there is plenty of activity since last week's podcast. Special education continues to be a major priority. However, legislators seem to be content to continue to ignore underfunding of more than $400 million in the program. House Bill 2180 appears to be the legislature's answer to the problem. The bill, which was adopted by the House Appropriations Committee last week, would increase the current 15% enrollment cap to 17.25%. This isn't near what school districts need. However, it will provide assistance to many school districts. We have talked a lot about materials, supplies, and operating costs, or MSOC, recently as the education community pressed legislators to address the increasing underfunding of districts' day-to-day operating costs. We estimated underfunding of approximately $250 million. Just a few weeks ago, this issue wasn't on the legislators' radar, but following an aggressive drive from advocates in Olympia, as well as educators back home, we received a positive response. At the 11th hour before cutoff, an MSOC funding bill was quickly introduced, then heard, and then adopted by the House Appropriations Committee. House Bill 2494, as introduced, would have provided an additional $48 per student in additional MSOC funding. As amended and adopted, that total was reduced to $23 per student. About a $25 million increase is a far cry from what we had requested and what school districts need. However, we will continue to elevate the issue and continue to press for a greater investment as budgets begin to be released. The three pupil transportation budgets that we have been working on continue to move. House Bill 1368, the Zero Emissions Bus Bill, as discussed last week, was adopted by the House Appropriations Committee. As adopted, the bill is free from mandates and contains a voluntary grant program. This was a big win. However, the environmental community, including the governor, continue to advocate for a specific school district mandate with firm deadlines to purchase zero-emission buses. We'll keep a close eye on this bill as it moves through the rest of the legislative process. The second bill, Senate Bill 5873, fixing the pupil transportation funding formula, was adopted last night by the Senate Ways and Means Committee. Unfortunately, it received a major makeover before it was passed. Amendments essentially dumped the guts of the bill, with two major pieces remaining. First, OSPI is required to do an analysis of pupil transportation costs and allocations, which was required by the original bill. However, new language requires this analysis to be used to develop a new transportation funding formula. That is not necessarily a concern, but the analysis must be done by June 1, 2027. It is highly unlikely that the legislature would provide the hundreds of millions of dollars to implement a new system in 2028, which would be a supplemental session, which means a new system likely would not be in place until at least 2029. Each of the last 3 years, 2022, 2023, and this year's 2024 session, we were promised the legislature would solve this problem. Now the bill with a potential solution pushes implementation back to at least 2028 and more likely 2029. The second major piece of this bill would provide funding for transportation of homeless students under the federal McKinney-Vento Act. Funding would amount to $400 per student. As this session closes, it seems likely that this major bill will end up only addressing homeless students. The third transportation bill, Senate Bill 6031, also passed Ways and Means yesterday. This bill is less consequential than the previous two bills, but it's still helpful. The bill would allow school districts to use their transportation allocation to purchase and use whatever vehicle type a district deems to be the safest and most effective, as opposed to just only yellow school buses. All three of these bills now move to their respective rules committees and wait for action by the full bodies. Senate Bill 6082, Superintendent Reichdahl's controversial paraeducator compensation increase, never moved from the Senate Early Learning and K-12 Education Committee and is now technically dead. Of course, this bill could be tagged as being necessary to implement the budget and continue to move. Even if not, the governor's paraeducator compensation plan is embedded in his budget request and will live throughout the session. In other words, we will have to continue work on this issue. While Senate Bill 6082 stalled, Senate Bill 5882 and its companion, House Bill 1960, both advanced past their respective fiscal committees yesterday and await action in their respective rules committees. Both bills would increase classified staffing allocations as a part of the prototypical school funding model. Both bills were amended in different ways prior to passage and will provide details in Friday's TWEO newsletter. While Senate Bill 5882 and House Bill 1960 continue to move, the other option to the paraeducator compensation increase, Senate Bill 61, failed to be adopted by the Senate Ways and Means Committee before yesterday's deadline. The bill is presumed dead, but again could be revived later. Senate Bill 6123 would have provided for classified staff salary increases by increasing the statewide average allocations as a part of the current salary allocation methodology. A final bill of interest should be noted. House Bill 2458 was heard and adopted by the House Appropriations Committee. This bill would provide for the long-awaited fix to the experience factor. The bill was amended prior to adoption, which likely will impact the number of districts that are assisted with the experience factor. However, this will be a positive movement for many districts. In addition to the adjustments to the experience factor, the bill provides for a slow step down for districts that are set to lose the experience factor due to last year's rebase. Instead of losing experience factor in the 2024-25 school year, they will be reduced to a 1% factor. As always, additional details and additional movement of education-related bills will be included in our legislative newsletter, available on Friday. If you don't receive our TWEO newsletter, they are available at www.wasa-oly.org/TWIO. As the legislature moves into another phase, continue to be engaged. In fact, as budgets begin to be released and bills continue to advance towards the finish line, we encourage you to step up your activities. Continue to connect with legislators and continue to remind them of your needs and your requests. Thank you for listening.